This is my colleague Joe. Joe has been a treasured workmate for, well, we've been working together 15
at
years.
At least 15 years. 20 years.
Getting on 20 years. Joe did work as a community nurse, but as long as I've known her, she's been specialising in working. Jo was working as a community nurse, but as long as I've known Jo, she's been specialising in sexual health education. That's her work here, and she's done a lot of work with various disadvantaged people. She's been up to the Kimberley, worked with Aboriginal people there. And this will be her third trip to Ethiopia?
Fifth
trip to Ethiopia, working with Children for Hope. I'll let Jo elaborate on what she's been doing there. But the connection with us is that Jen Barnard also works with Jo, and when we were asking about worthy causes to donate to, Jen suggested Children for Hope specifically so that we could sponsor Jo for her next visit to Ethiopia, which is coming up very soon. So we have sponsored Jo in her next trip, so she'll be telling us a little bit about what she's going to be doing.
Thanks, Jo. Oh, you want me to do it now?
Yep. Oh, yeah, this is the
talk. Sorry, I just got my bits and pieces. Right. Thanks. Okay. Sorry, I thought I was on a little later. I'll just give these so that you can have a look at those and hand them around. Okay, thank you very much. First of all, thank you so much for the amazing donation that you did give me. It was just beyond imagination, and I thanks to Barb and to Trish, because I know, Jen Barnard, who happened to sit in on a conference talk that I did, and it all went from there, and your very, very generous donation has just meant, I mean, that actually is the wage for the young person that we employ in each year, so it's just amazing. Now, I'm trying to work out how I can get there and here at the same time. So, first of all, my name is Jo Reese. I'm a community nurse, as Trish said. I still work as a community nurse with the public health unit. But I have been specialising in working with young people and sexual health for the last 24 years. It's extremely rewarding, incredibly challenging, but I wouldn't change it for the world. So I've been given 15 minutes for this talk, and brevity is not my strong point, so I'm going to try and rush through just to get everything across to you. Once again, just to say thank you so much, because I have to do all the fundraising for this particular program, and it's difficult. It's really difficult. So your donation has just made a huge difference. I first went to Ethiopia in 2005. I had long service leave, and I'd had long service leave in 1998, and a friend and I had hired a car and driven around America and had a fabulous time. So when it came to having it again, I really wanted to do something, give back to the community. And a friend of mine had adopted some African children. I hadn't seen her for a while, and I didn't really know where they were from, but I called her to say, you know, did she know of anywhere I could go in Africa to do something? And she talked about this organisation that she was involved with called Hope for Children. That's all right. And that what they really, Hope for Children looked after young people who had been orphaned by AIDS. And that they were really looking for someone to do sexual health education with these young people. I thought, oh, ding, 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 I could do that. So I put my hand up and was very excited about going. It was very fortuitous because the director and founder of Hope for Children in Ethiopia actually came to Perth a few months later, and I got to meet her. And she approved of me, I guess because I'm an older person. And so away I went. the next one, thanks. I just thought I'd just give you a little bit of information about Ethiopia. It's in East Africa. It's a landlocked country. It used to be a part of Eritrea used to be a part of Ethiopia. And Eritrea is independent now since 1993, and so Ethiopia is totally landlocked. The capital is Addis Ababa, which is unbelievable. It's messy, loud, shambolic. Goats, sheep, dogs, people ramble across the road all the time. You're sharing the city with about... Somebody said there's about 16 million people on any one day that come in from the rural areas. It's just amazing. It's just unbelievable. They do speak some English, but the main language is Amharic, and the religion is mainly Muslim and Orthodox Christian, which is very light Muslim, really. It's very strict. Next one, thanks. So in 2005, I set off, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but Ansel very kindly donated 1,000 condoms and gave me 8 anatomically correct models. And I thought if anybody was looking at the x-ray machine and seeing me wandering through, they'd say, well, age is no barrier to having fun, obviously. So off I went, and I must admit I did have a bit of a moment. I thought, what am I doing? How do I think I can make any kind of a difference? I can't even speak the language, you know. But once I got there and met the people, I knew I was absolutely in the right place. It just felt so right. Whilst I was there, I worked with 200 young people over the age of 12, and helped the children look after, as I say, young people who have been orphaned by AIDS. So they were all orphaned, and I just wrote a one-day workshop, and groups of young people would come and attend a one-day workshop. I was there for 8 weeks, and when I left, I felt very strongly that one day I would return. And it was about a year later that I got a phone call from Wainchet in Ethiopia, the director and founder, asking me would I come back. And I knew that I wanted to come back, but I didn't have long service leave, and so I took leave without pay. But I also knew that this needed to become a sustainable program, that I couldn't just keep going back all the time. So this time I went and I wrote a manual that train the trainer manual. When I got there, we employed this wonderful young woman to be my translator, and excuse me, due to the shortness of time, we've actually since employed her, and this was in 2008. She just fell in love with the program, and she fell in love with the kids, and they with her. So we've actually employed her now, and since 2008, and she keeps the program running. The actual manual contains sessions on things like sexuality, how we learn about our sexuality, how important it is that we get positive messages from a very young age. It looks at puberty, which they hadn't even heard of. They had no clue what puberty was. It looks at relationships, what's a healthy relationship, how do you recognise when you're in an unhealthy relationship, how to be assertive, how to negotiate, good decision-making skills. We certainly look at conception, contraception. We look, and obviously we promote abstinence as a first call of duty call. We look at sexually transmissible infections with a very strong emphasis on HIV, because of course HIV is a very big problem in Africa. And we look at goal setting. Where do they want to be in the future? How are they going to get there? What are some of the things that might get in their way, and how are they going to get around those challenges? So it's a very comprehensive little program. It's not just about sexual health. It's about life skills as well. And the most exciting part of it all, really, is that we've trained up hundreds of young people now to become peer educators. And the confidence that these young people have standing up and teaching this information has given them amazing skills. And I really do believe that we've produced some real leaders, future leaders of Ethiopia. There's a couple of them that I reckon are going to be president and prime minister of Ethiopia one day. They're just amazing, and you will see one of those young men in a moment. We've actually... this is... I'll go into a little bit more of the program now. So this is in Babile. This is a little town that's 10 hours drive from the capital city. It's about 2,000 people and it's out in the boonies. It really is out in the sticks. But this is where I set up a group home for young people who've been orphaned by AIDS. And so that's another part of what I do, but I won't have time to go into that today. But this is public transport. This is our taxi that we have to get our things from where we were staying to where we were going to do the education. Gorgeous kids. The next one, thanks. This was our first roller. He was our first attendant at the first arrival at the course that we were going to run that day. He stood there like that, looking in the window for the whole day. And so hopefully there'll be a few less camels around after the contraception talk. He was listening intently, I tell you. Now, this is one of my proudest moments. This is Teddy. And Teddy was a street kid, and Hope for Children found him and took him on and took him in. And, he went to school. And he is one of our most sensational peer educators. He's going to school now. He wants to be a teacher. He's doing well. He's 17 and he's in year 7. So he's got a long way to go. But he is just extraordinary. And you can see, the beauty of this course that I'm very proud to call Let's Talk About Safe Eating in Ethiopia is that it's very interactive. And the kids just aren't used to that. They have 60 to 90 kids in a classroom. And so it's very didactic, it can't be anything else. Whereas this Let's Talk About Sex is extremely interactive. We get them up and doing and lots of different activities and lots of incentives, and we give them lunch. And so it's a totally different way of teaching, and they absolutely adore it. And one of the things that I think is the most important way of teaching is to put humour into it, and especially when you're talking about a subject like this, you've got to make it light-hearted and fun, as well as the serious things as well. Just the next slide. There's only one of Teddy. I thought there were two. Okay, that's all right. This is some of the kids in the classroom. You can see how much that they're really enjoying it. We have boys and girls together. There's no shame in any of this. It's a bit different here, but the kids just are very, very happy to do it together. They really do absolutely love it. Next one. Teaching. This is, I don't know whether the kids are out of group. This is teaching them really that the fact is there's no shame in learning about things like this. This is going to save your life one day if you know how to put on condoms and things like that. The next slide is actually just, we do a pre and post course questionnaire just to sort of find out what they do know, and before we actually give any information, and then of course what, how much their levels increase afterwards, and this is fairly typical. Some of them know nothing, this one was quite a good one. We've got a few comments from the young people, and this is what they've written. I think the second one makes me cry even after all of these years. You taught us so much about love, and that wasn't part of the course at all. That's just a secondary thing, and I mean, that to me is one of the most emotional things that I think I've ever seen. So that's from the young people. We do also train up teachers. We've found that the young people absorb this and take it on much more readily. The older people are a little bit more hesitant to take it on. I'm very overt in the way that I teach. I think I've been doing this for 24 years, and I've realised that with young people, you've got to tell the truth, you've got to say it how it is. And, that being culturally aware as well, of course. But this is what the adults had to say. I think the last one is really fantastic. They sort of know now that you don't just stand up. If you've got the opportunity to teach in a different way, there are other ways. You don't just stand up and talk. Okay. I thought the next one, is just some of the things that were difficult for participants. This is mainly from adults. Obviously, HIV is a problem over there, and so there's no one that hasn't been affected by it. So they found that quite difficult when we were talking about it. contraception. They only really have about, they, when I first went there, they only had about two different methods of contraception. I was there last year, and there's a lot more available now. Murray Stopes is there now, and if everyone's heard of Murray Stopes, it's a very well-known international organisation that does deals with contraception. Okay, next one, please. So this was in a little country town, and these were a whole lot of teachers and community people, adults. And this man that's sort of actually walking away, he was the one that actually said, you've got to start, you've set a new standard in teaching. He's quite high up in the health department over there. They just were so grateful. They just couldn't say enough about how grateful they were. And it just, you're sort of just standing there doing what you do, and you don't realise quite how much it means to people. So this is my mantra. I think that I definitely think, and I know I'd be certainly preaching to the converted here, but we are all one tribe, and there is no difference between us, and I think that it's really important that we all give back to our communities. As Trish said, I'm actually going back again at the end of the year. This will be my fifth time. We've now employed another young person. So we've got two employees now to run the program. We're looking at expanding the program. At the last conference at the last breakfast that I ran, I spoke, and a very generous lady has given us $50,000 for the next 2 years to expand the program. We've got to keep it going, though, in order to be able to expand it. So my brother, who's just amazing, he's in events and he knows how to do things that I don't know how to do. So we've been writing a proposal now to sort of try and give to an oil company or, somebody, so that they will take this on and run with it, that we won't have to worry that they might give us, $150,000 over the next 3 years so that we can keep this program going. It only costs about $30,000 a year to keep going. That's with two employees and flying all over the country. So, I'm allowed to say how much was donated? Your $5,000 was huge. I've never had a donation that big before, so just to let you know that, as I said, that is the wage of Meron, $5,000 for the year. It's amazing, but that is a very good wage in Ethiopia. The average wage over there, people, in the rural areas, they earn about $100 a year. So I do thank you once again. I don't know how I'm going, but I'll finish. Are there any questions before I sit down? I must have covered it very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jo. If you only knew how much Jo's done, which she's given you a very quick picture, but my God, she's amazing. And just the change and the fact that you've got people who aren't getting HIV and who are...
Very important point. Since we started this in 2005, and in the last 5 years, there's been a 25% downturn in HIV in the 15 to 34 year age group.